This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Let's do this.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
J.J. McCarthy. The Vikings did that to the Bears.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Because they had a resilient champion of a kid. I couldn't be prouder.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Coming up, comedian Frank Caliendo. Host of The Paul Feinbaum Show, Paul Feinbaum. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two, The Rich Eisen Show is on the air. One of the funniest people we've had on this program. Love when he comes on here. Makes me laugh. You guys frequently used to schedule him for my birthday because it was something I enjoyed so much. He's back on the program, and so many of our friends who watch us on ESPN right now, Disney Plus, and listen to us on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance certainly know the work of Frank Caliendo, and he's about to come on out here. Paul Feinbaum of the Paul Feinbaum Show in hour number three. Got my power rankings. About to hit that. My power rankings. I know you guys look forward to it.
Yeah, I got
to
find the list for the summer.
You always make forget the summer. No, summer's over. It's now week one.
We hold you accountable here, Rich.
But the summer means nothing.
I know, but we're just
comparing. I don't know why you keep bringing that nonsense
comparing.
Up.
You just made the list.
That's coming up shortly. Let's take some phone calls to kick off hour number two. We're on Sirius XM Channel 80. We're on Coast to Coast on ESPN Radio, the Disney Plus app, and also the ESPN app everywhere. Let's go to Humberto. In Riverside, California. What's up, sir?
Hey, what's up, man?
Is the H silent in your first name, or did I pronounce it correctly?
It's mainly Latin. It's like Humberto.
Humberto.
Like Humberto.
Okay,
excellent.
Humberto in Riverside, California. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind here, Humberto?
Hey, good to hear from you too as well, Rich, and then hello to all the rest of the guys.
We appreciate you, the people calling in and recognizing the rest of you.
We're all here.
Even though I did not to kick off this hour.
Of course. It's not just Rich. It's the other guys too as well that keep Rich entertained, you know, too as well. So
I don't know who these people
you guys
are.
Show love everywhere.
Thank you for that, Humberto.
You get it, man.
All right.
Yeah. Also, too, as well, I mean, I have maybe I want to say two questions, but right now my main question would be also – I'm a Jets fan over here in Riverside, California.
Okay.
And I just wanted to mention, too, as well, do we trust Fields being the franchise guy, or do we just ride it out these next 2 years and then maybe draft a guy in the first round or so?
What do you mean ride it? We're talking about riding it out right now, man. I mean, listen, he looked good to me, and then Kurt Warner comes on and says, I looked at all the tape, and he's like, yeah, I didn't do all that much. I'm still wondering what's going to happen when he's forced to stay in the pocket and have to read a defense, and you hear that, and you go, oh, my God. So I don't know. You just got to take it 1 week at a time just to see what's going on with him. And week one in, looked pretty damn good to me, and you know, maybe his presence is helping open up that run offense for Breece Hall, and let's see what happens against the Bills. Don't forget.
Most definitely. But my thing is, my concern is, what if it's just a revenge game that happened this past Sunday?
Nah.
I'm just more concerned about if he can keep it consistently because obviously he played amazing.
Like, let me just put it this way. Humberto, when it comes down to it, you know, you think about the revenge game, sure. But when it comes down to it and you're standing there and there's your former teammate, number 90 in TJ Watt, you're not sitting there going, oh, man. Well, they released me from there and let me sign with the Jets. You're thinking, uh-oh, who's blocking 90? Like, you don't really think about stuff like that. And thanks for the call. Don't forget, too, with the Bills coming in, look it up. Even in the night where it was as disastrous as it could possibly get, with Aaron Rodgers carrying the flag, and then five snaps later is on the ground and his season is done and the whole Hard Knocks year. They won that game.
Yep.
Because they sometimes can dial stuff up to stop Josh Allen. They've done it. They beat the Bills. When they beat the Bills, they do it in MetLife. So let's see what happens. But you know, is he ride it out for 2 years? I mean, maybe in a few weeks we'll be talking about, man, you got to ride it out. But it's the beautiful thing is like it's not a 2 year thing. It's if they don't want him after this year, it's a drop in the bucket, man, compared to some other dead cap stuff or some other cap ramification moves that you make. Let's go to Austin in Nevada. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's going on, Austin?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I learned a long time ago it's not Nevada. Don't say that. And don't say Oregon either.
Yeah,
bad news.
It's Nevada.
It's Nevada. What's going on, Austin?
I woke up feeling confident today, Rich. I got three bold predictions.
Oh, okay. Cool. Should we write them down?
Yes.
Okay, three bold predictions from Austin in Nevada.
All right, first prediction, the Boulder City Eagles are going to drop 50 on needles this Friday.
Okay, good to know that.
Yes.
All right. Good to know.
Second prediction, Packers, Washington, 45-17. Green Bay gets it done in dominant fashion.
I know Al Michaels, the first guest of the week, doesn't want that blowout. That's for sure. What else you got?
And then third prediction, a little more tame. Matthew Golden gets his first touchdown at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, Matthew Golden had only two catches, right?
Yeah.
All for that.
Yeah. Not a huge game, but productive still.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you for the call. Austin, Nevada. Those are very bold. Was that a local high school prediction?
Got to imagine.
I imagine that. Yeah. Okay. Because when he said the Boulder Eagles, I thought he was somewhat sliding the Philadelphia Eagles a certain way. I was ready for the rest other. But I imagine that was a.
Yeah, giving them a shout out here on the show. I like that.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Every Wednesday, I come up with my power rankings. And the thing I like about these power rankings,
baby.
Let's put it this way. The thing I love about these rankings, they're powerful. I mean, like literally, I'm looking at them right now and I feel the power of these rankings.
Strong. Like snap.
I really want to know.
I got the power.
Can we find out the genesis of who decided to call NFL teams being ranked our power rankings? Who came up with
that? That might be impossible.
I don't know if you can.
Fight the power.
But, you know, again, I never wanted to do this. You guys insisted I do it.
It was necessary, right?
And I started doing it, and then I got into it. And
we
now,
like it.
No, I
get,
we you like know, it. I know I do these things for you guys. I do it for you.
Just us?
Yeah, yes. because you like
but you're
ragging
kind
on
of
it.
Into
huh?
It.
What?
You're kind of into it. I mean, be honest.
You think this is a bit right now?
Yeah, you kind of like it.
Here's what I think, Brock.
I think
Rich saw you and I doing the power rankings, and we had so much fun.
Got jealous.
And he felt left
got
out.
Jealous.
He wanted to jump in.
We only did five. TJ and I did the power five back in the day.
I will just say this. I can confirm this. I wasn't jealous of you.
A little bit. A little bit.
Not at all.
That's so disrespectful, bro.
Little bit.
In this regard.
We still got a new audience here getting to know us.
I'm jealous of you guys in other ways. I'm jealous of the fact that everyone loves you and you know everyone.
I mean, you respected their power.
And
record.
For Chris, what am I jealous of?
My hair.
That's true.
I think your
journalism awards.
That's
thanks,
true.
Man, I do.
Rich, you were the National Maine Sports Writer of the Year.
2009 Maine Press Association columnist of the Year.
Rich don't got that.
Is that you go to golf tournaments and you're known as an actor.
Actor.
And I'm like, do you not know my credits? On
you
CSI
got way
Miami?
More than me, but I'm an actor.
My good dear friend, may he rest in peace, Matthew Perry, put me in every single one of his shows.
Did.
Every one of them, other than friends.
Not friends, obviously.
I didn't know them then.
Yeah.
At any rate.
I wish my friends would do that.
Let's get to it. My power rankings for week two. Hit it.
All right.
This is my
power rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
I still love the private pile drop in the middle of my power rankings, along with He-Man, right?
The power of Grayskull.
My week two National Football League power rankings. Two new teams to the list. Only two teams like The Rent and Godfather 2 stay like before. Get
that's
that drop ready, Mike, for when that chat when it happens. Don't need to hear it yet. Just have it ready. You should have it ready for my power rankings.
Yes.
And then everything else is all over the map. New to the list. They weren't on my first list. Number 10 in the power rankings list are the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're sitting right there.
Wow.
I'm putting the Steelers on the list. They're 1-0. Aaron Rodgers throws 4 touchdowns. It can cover up for a defense that's having trouble to gelling early on. He throws 4 touchdowns. All's good in the hood, man. And they got the Seahawks coming in. The Seahawks didn't look all that great on offense. Can they come in and do what the Jets did? Can't believe I'm saying that about Sam Darnold coming off of his 14-win season last year. The Steelers are 1-0, and they got the kicking game. They got a serial killer there, and I just think they're going to be better on defense. That's why I'm putting them on my list at 10th. Number 9, down 7 spots.
Woo!
Are the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not taking them off my top 10. They're still a top 10 team in this league. They almost won that game. Chris Jones takes a better rush path to Justin Herbert, and then I'm sitting there in the booth in Brazil with Kurt Warner on YouTube calling the final drive of the game for Patrick Mahomes without any timeouts remaining to see if he can put one on the Chargers again.
We were robbed.
That didn't happen because Justin Herbert did what he had to do, and the same thing with the Chargers. And you'll hear about more from them in a moment. They're still a top 10 team in this league. I don't want to hear any more Chiefs hate. They're number 9 on my list. I downgraded them 7 spots. You got to give me that at least. Number 8 on the list, the Los Angeles Rams.
It's like a buffalo.
They were 8 on
like
my
list. Like a buffalo.
They stayed. Hey, man, just name another show where the Godfather 2 dropped. The Los Angeles Rams are 1-0 because, I mean, Puka Nacua had another monster day, even though he damn near lost his eyebrow.
He was out there bleeding like Ric Flair.
Yeah, he's right. And so the Rams' defense did what it had to do, and the offense is going to get there. They're the 8th best team in my power rankings right here.
51-year-old movie reference.
I don't care. I don't care.
But Rick,
I don't care.
I'm with you, Rich. No,
I don't care.
Forget that.
How
we're presidents.
You? Cut down.
It was not black and white. Brockman has nothing to say.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
I mean, I've seen it. I like it.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's my point from earlier.
New to the list. 7th on my power rankings are your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay. Oh, they're back.
They're back, man.
They were on the August ranking. They were 9th.
They should have stayed.
They should have stayed.
They should have stayed. They should have been on my week 1 list.
Yeah, they should have been on week 1.
But I needed to see it. They went into Atlanta, man. Atlanta, an improved team, and they won. And this Ibuka kid.
No, bro.
He's already here. He's in your pole position for offensive rookie of the year.
Oh, show.
Okay, we'll see. Let's see what he can do over the next 16 games, 17 weeks. But they look good. And they didn't have Tristan Wirfs either.
Yep.
How about that? And they don't have Godwin yet either. What happens when they add Godwin?
Bucky
to the
Irving was
running
in
really very much. Okay, number 7 are the Bucks. Number 6. Down 3 spots are the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
I'm gonna wager, if I may, this is the lowest the Ravens are gonna be on the list.
I'm
maybe
actually surprised they're this low.
Well, they have to be this low because they didn't win. And everybody else on this list won.
So that means Dallas isn't on your top 10.
This would be a very accurate assessment of the future.
Okay.
Yes. The Cowboys are not on the list.
Attention.
There are only 2 teams that lost last week that are on this list. The Chiefs are 1 and the Ravens are the other. They're 6th on the list just because they lost. They'd be way higher if they won.
Clearly.
Number 5, up 4 spots, are our neighbors from across the way. The Los Angeles Chargers are a top 5 team in the NFL. Yeah, they are. I saw them with my own 2 eyes, man. They got it. They got it all done. They did not suffer their usual issues against the Chiefs.
That's true.
They locked it down. They got it done. Mahomes looked terrific. And, you know, obviously the friendly fire to knock Xavier Worthy out of the game helped. Matters. But Herbert looked like an MVP quarterback. 300 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. Quentin Johnston caught 2. Let's go. They're number 5 on the line. And by the way, Joe Alt taking over in left tackle.
Monster.
Huge. What a great performance there. Number 4 on the list, up 3 spots. I'm putting the Commanders here.
Commanders.
Interesting.
I still think they're a top 5 team. I know they struggled against the Giants, but, I mean, Deebo Samuel showing up, showing out like that. At some point, McLaurin and Jaden Daniels are going to get on the same page. And, you know, the run game did its job. The defense did its job, made the Giants look terrible. You could say the Giants did that all on their own some, but, again, you've got to say 2 things. 1, the Giants, the Commanders had something to do with the way the Giants looked. And 2, I just said the word ownsome. I don't know why. It's lonesome.
Number three on the list. The Bills are at one spot.
Okay.
I'm putting the Bills at three. Once again, the MVP of the league is the lead dog on a team that is 100% the sum of its parts. Outside of Allen, like, who are you circling? Who are you concerned about? Maybe Ed Oliver.
By the way, that guy got amazing. No credit for what he did.
He's amazing. He was amazing.
Yeah.
And Milano behind him is always one of those guys, man, that you just want on your team.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Oh, my gosh. And Matt Prater coming off the couch, flying on a red eye, because kickers don't get private jets, man.
Sad.
Which is an outrage. We got to work on that. Number two on the list. I toyed with making them number one.
No, you're not going to do it.
No.
Coward.
Boom, boom,
boom. Packers are up three.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see this game between two and four on my power rankings list. Packers hosting the Commanders just one night from this airing of my power rankings. But number one, they are the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, of course.
So, they were number one going in. I can't sit here and say, you know what, I'm downgrading because the Packers look so good. Actually, I initially did that. I showed my power rankings list to Cooper, and he goes, really?
Okay.
And I thought to myself, if Cooper's saying really, you guys here would say really even louder. And listen, they are the defending Super Bowl champs, and Jalen Hurts looked like a league MVP. He looked like a league MVP, and the defense bowed up when it needed it most after the rain delay. So the Eagles are still atop my power rankings. New to the list are the Steelers and the Bucks. Off the list are the Lions and Broncos. Broncos are the only team that won that fell off the list. The Lions are off the list as of right now. And that's my power rankings through 1 week of action heading into week two. Floor is yours now to say what you wish.
I still think Baltimore is better than Washington.
Okay, so you would swap the Commanders at six and the Ravens.
And I'm a little surprised no Vikings.
Oh, I mean, three quarters. They couldn't block for the kid either. No, I'm not going there yet.
Maybe Denver being off is a little surprise too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
I can only have 10. That's the beauty of these power rankings. You can only have 10.
That's good.
I get the way you rank them based upon if you lost, you didn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm okay with your list.
The only two teams that lost that are on the list still are the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
See, unlike you, I will hype you up like you didn't hype us
so
up.
Who do you, but you've got it. You can't put one on and not take one off. Who do you take off? Steelers? Rams?
Yeah, I'd probably take the Rams off.
Oh.
You would take the Rams off?
I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I just
Chris acts like he doesn't know whose house it is.
Rams house.
Did either of you go to the game, right, by the way?
Of course not.
What?
Either you go the game.
Of course not.
The Chargers have the 12th highest Super Bowl odds.
Of course
right
not.
Now,
of course not. Fifth. Chris met a new friend with some Southern twang who was looking for tickets.
Oh, word.
Just based on the odds, that was a little surprise. Okay.
And you know Del Tufo.
Okay, no 49.
Oh, no, I know a guy from Houston. I had to give it to him.
No San Francisco, and they have the 6th Super Bowl.
I'm a former cheerleader of the Houston Texans. Yeah, of course I gave it.
How could he not go that game?
Let's take a break.
Lions still
have a 7th. I'm going to stop doing voices since we got a professional guy in the game. That's when I'm on out. Everybody, Frank Caliendo, baby. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Let's go.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Tapping into your home's equity shouldn't come at a high price. That's why we offer our home equity loan options. We cover 100% of closing costs, which could save you hundreds. And with our fixed equity loans, you can consolidate debt and lower your monthly payments. Plus, we have no application or origination fees. So if you want to get more out of your home base, learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Membership required. Loans subject to approval. Call 1-888-842-6328 for details about credit costs. What is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew? Or the capability to go off-road? Maybe it's up to 600-plus miles of range. Is it the driver behind the wheel? What if it's all of that and more? What is it then? The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
From the Rich Eisen Show, Frank Caliendo, keeping us entertained in the Disney Plus ESPN app everywhere only segment. I'm here on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Frank Caliendo is going on tour September 17th and 18th in Tampa. Can't wait to hear about that.
I'll tell you what, man.
November 5th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But everybody, certainly if you are in the greater Chicago area, Aurora, Illinois, just outside of Chicago at the Paramount Theater, October 25th, frankcaliendo.com for tickets and information. Ladies and gentlemen, good to see you.
I was watching one of the older clips of that you play in the interstitials or whatever during break time kind of thing. Yeah. That plays for everybody. That plays for TV.
That plays for TV.
Because Mooch, who ever since I've done stuff on your show, I don't really do a great Steve Mariucci, but I do.
My name is Steve Mariucci, and I'm a cultivational speaker.
He went to the drink. Like, Rich, I got to tell you, this is what it's going to be about. And then he did like some of this stuff, and he's going all around.
Mooch is like, you're right. He is.
Mooch, hold on a second. I know you're talking right now, but this is what we're going to do. Listen. I'm actually doing a play inside my head, and it's going across. Did you ever see The Hangover? That's what's going on in my head right now. The numbers are going.
You will text me occasionally during NFL game day morning asking me if he is doing the Van by down the river.
I thought Belushi at first, and you actually made me realize, no, that's more Farley.
It's more Farley.
Than,
Mooch has got half Farley, but he does have Gruden in him where he will hit you in your arm when he's talking to you.
What is with that?
Because like, I sit to Mooch's right, and my left arm will get like a slap every 3-4 times during an hour. Like, he will slap you.
I tell you what, man, that's what happens. You get around the wrong guy, you might get a shoulder slap. A spider two, white banana. I tell you what, man.
So I was in Rome, visiting Rome.
Italy.
The incredible. I was actually doing a post. I was regurgitating my Jim Rome. I am Rome in Rome in Rome. My phone is in Rome. I'm Rome Cube right now. How great is that?
Oh, my gosh.
So I put a little post on Instagram. Jeff Leonardo, who is John Gruden's right-hand man, sees it, and he goes, did you know John is in Italy right now?
Oh, my God.
Like, what? How do I have Grudar? How would I know?
Grudar.
Like there's some kind of, like, it's like the force. I can feel the presence. It's strong in this one, man. So he goes, text John. So I text John. We end up going for dinner. We go out to dinner. He chooses the place, goes to the wrong place.
Gruden.
Yeah. And I'm like, if you're 5 minutes early, you're already late, man. I'll tell you what. You know, I'm just going, I almost went Parcells. Okay. That's the kind of thing we got to understand here. Okay. So we end up, he's doing plays while he's, you know, you try to get him to pass something. You ever have spaghetti 2Y bruschetta, man? Try this. Take a look at this. And he's doing, going from piece to piece. I'm like, I tell you what, man, it's pretty good right now, man. So I'm going to see him this week in Tampa.
So
next week.
He tells you, let's meet up for dinner in Rome. Here's the place to meet. And then
he goes to the wrong place.
The Gruden point system is gone. That's out.
Just, I don't even know why. I still don't understand what happened. But just him going, hey, you going to eat that meatball, man? Tell you what, that's a pretty good looking meatball.
Spaghetti 2Y bruschetta. Oh
yeah, man.
Next level,
properly,
man.
Too, with this cut.
Oh, man, I've been to Rome.
Yeah. When in Rome. Tell you what, do as the Romans do, man. You ever hear about they had a pretty good army there, man, but things didn't go their way. Hear about Pompeii, man? I tell you what, there's not a lot of Pompeii left. There are ancient ruins, but they made bread there, man. That's where they started making bread. They had their own sewer system. I tell you what, man, if I was in ancient times, I'd want to be part of Rome.
All right. Frank Caliendo here on the Rich Eisen Show. Oh my God! All right, so I thought of you, and I know you took notices of this too. The new David O. Russell movie, about John Madden.
I got a call about it. I got a call originally. They asked me to audition for the part of Howard Cosell. I was like, what are you
talking? Are you serious?
Yes, and I didn't even do it because I'm like, I couldn't. First of all, this is I would be a terrible. I don't do a Howard Cosell.
Sure.
Like anybody that comes to one of my shows for the last 30 years, there's always an older person who's like, do Howard Cosell. I mean, that right after my Spiro Agnew. So they
for
want
those
me,
who don't know, they want me to, Spiro Agnew is Richard Nixon's vice president.
So,
nice. That was great.
They want me. The agents are like, well, it's a real movie. I go, I know Nicolas Cage has been cast as it. And people will tell me, they're like, you should have got it. Like, I'm never getting a role over Nicolas Cage. That has never
happened. So you would have been Madden.
Well, that's what fans say. Right, like, so. Fans of me were like, you should have been Madden. I'm like, listen, Nicolas Cage, I'm choosing him over me, right? It's like, but then I got a call from my agent and he said, they want to meet with you, the director and Nicolas Cage. Mm-hmm. The director and Nicolas Cage want to meet with you over Zoom to talk about Madden. I'm like, no. He's like, what do you mean no? I go, I want to hang out with Nicolas Cage. If I'm going to give the recipe to the Madden voice, I want to hang out with it. Because I think I could have worked with it. It didn't end up happening. But I think it... But it was because I was making demands. We're going to go into Vegas. We're going to see your exotic animals. Here's my monitor lizard. What would he say? What would John Madden say to this monitor lizard? We're going to steal the Declaration of Independence. Boom. So, you really believe he would say that? Yes, yes, I do. So how do we work on the Madden voice? How do we find it? Where does it evolve from? Well, you got to bring it in the back of your throat like you're speaking through a bubble, and then boom! I mean, that's how you get it. I mean, look at that picture right there, Rich. I mean, on the left, you got Al Davis. That's Christian Bale. I mean, he went from Batman to you can't get any better than that. And then over there, you got on the right side there, looking at it, you got Nicolas Cage. And he's kind of in Monty Python with that hair. Maybe not exact, but he looks a lot like John Madden. And I mean, the thing is, I mean, but I don't know if they're the Wonder Twins or what. They got their rings out. You get a monkey named Glink, and then boom, Wonder Twin powers activate. Shape of a football, form of a touchdown. I mean, boom.
I tell you what, man, I love the Raiders, and I love what he Caliendo just did, breaking down David O'Rourke, tremendous film. I can't wait. My agent asked, he said, do you want us to try and get you a small part in it or something, like try and force your way in? I'm like, no, I want to be able to make fun of it. I was like that's in it with a tiny part.
That's better for you.
Like I just, oh like I'd God. Be Mini Madden. Like there's
a I shall call him Mini Madden. Throw me a freaking bone here, and I'm like,
yes.
My God.
I love that take.
Oh, my God. Wow. Frank Caliendo here on the Rich Eisen Show. We have some, please take a sip. We have some scenarios we'd like to have you explain, or situations or rules. There's many different aspects of this in different voices, if you don't mind. And the first one is Madden.
Okay, yeah.
For somebody who does not know what the tush push is, can you explain it as John Madden, please?
I mean, there it sounds like a lot. It could be a lot of different things, right? I mean, but the line, you got to get the line all there. And I mean, you got to be pretty big guys. You know, there's a quarterback sneak. This, you're not sneaking. They know it's coming. And the fact, I mean, then you got Jalen Hurts. I mean, it hurts everybody. I mean, other teams. I mean, this is a play that so many people don't like that they tried to get it outlawed, but they didn't know why they could outlaw it, so they couldn't outlaw it because one of the Kelsey brothers. I mean, I haven't been around for a while, so I can't. It's Jason Kelsey. Jason Kelsey came in and he said that doesn't hurt anybody. But I've seen Jason Kelsey a lot of times, and I don't know if he's always telling the truth. I think he keeps a lot of secrets about Taylor Swift. I mean, that's the guy. There you go, boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Caliendo, Sean Madden explaining the tush push. Next up, I'd like to have John Gruden give his opinion on where the next season of White Lotus should be.
I'll tell you what, where was the last one? Thailand, man? Is that where it was?
Yes, it was.
There's a lot of stuff going on in Thailand. I'll tell you what, man. Spider 2, why it means something completely different in that experience, all right? So where is it actually going on? I haven't heard. I'm not actually sure where it is.
I think it's France.
Did you hear that? This was a while back.
Yes.
Gruden knows so little about anything besides football. This was last year. He goes, you hear about this show Walking Dead, man? You hear about this thing?
Did he say that to you?
No, really? he did it like he was talking about it on the, where was it, Patrick? It was could on the been internet
a,
or something
been
like that?
Could have on Barstool or whatever. He's appearing on a lot of shows lately.
You ever hear this Walking Dead, man? I'm in episode number 12. I think they're going to get out of this, man. I think they're going to figure out what happened. I think they're going to get away from the sleaze stack. That was from the land of the lost, man. I tell you what, they had the pylons. They could go from Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition. Sid and Marty Croft, man. The only thing better than that is being in Rome and acting like you're in Rome, man.
That's maybe where the White Lotus should be.
I'll tell you what, Rome. That's a great idea.
It's going to be France.
In the Colosseum. You get gladiators. I'll tell you what, White Lotus. That's a tremendous idea, Rich Eisen. I love the way you're thinking right now.
All right. So next up, Morgan Freeman explaining what happened between Micah and Jerry Jones. The saga that happened, Morgan Freeman explained.
Well, sometimes an owner of a football team believes he can negotiate with anybody he wants. Doesn't have to play by the rules. The Players Association says, well, truth of the matter is, you're supposed to talk to an agent. Jerry said, I am the league. I'll do it the way I please. And that's when they realized Micah Parsons would be a Green Bay Packer.
I have been thinking about it for a while.
Remember when it was?
Is that a new voice?
It's gotten better. That's the thing.
That is
Des Bryant. I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower. I've been thinking, and I thought about Micah in the bathtub. Des is a shower thought. Micah is a.
Des is a shower thought. Write that down, Micah, please. That's a great one.
Micah is a tub thought.
Oh, my God. Jerry, you did hear that time about Jerry talking about eating squirrel, right? You heard about that one?
I remember it vaguely. I don't remember it specifically.
Where did that come up? It just came up on his radio show or something like that?
No idea. Raccoons, oh my God. Squirrels.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
I performed for the NFL owners one time.
There it is. That was the drop that we had.
Play again.
There.
One of my favorites is squirrel.
One of my favorites is squirrel. I love it more than the flying squirrel. Remember Rocky and Bullwinkle? I would eat both the moose and squirrel. I was Boris Badenoff. Silly moose and squirrel.
Oh,
I'm going to eat you right before I trade Micah Parsons.
I've got one more for you.
Yeah.
Because now that we're on Disney Plus and ESPN, I would like a trio of... it's the same concept, but three different voices. We'll do one at a time. The Mount Rushmore of sandwiches.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
As told by Chris Berman.
Yeah, we got to go way back. In my menu, in my head about what's the greatest sandwich. Of course, a lot of people talk about the club sandwich. Yeah. Bacon.
It just becomes nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. What else is that? Like I said, BLT. We're going to go BLT. Say what you will, but nobody circles the wagons like the BLT sandwich.
Okay, so that's one sandwich.
That's one sandwich.
All right, now there's three others to fill out. Adam Schefter putting a sandwich on Mount Rushmore.
According to my sources, at this particular time, it appears that a hot dog has been named a sandwich. And in this case, we are going to put the hot dog, a.k.a. sandwich, on the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches. And that is the way it's going to be.
I like when he just winds down, like Adam just ran out of energy, or he saw something else. I saw something else on my phone. I had to throw it to the host. Everything's going to be fine. But unfortunately, I'm running out of breath, and this is like Dizzy Gillespie playing the trumpet out of the other side of his mouth, and I'm running out of everything, and now I'm Morgan Freeman on helium.
So he's got a BLT and a hot dog.
I don't know about hot dog, but okay.
The third sandwich on Mount Rushmore, Stephen A. Smith.
I understand where you're coming from with some of these sandwiches, my friend, but I'd have to say in perpetuity, I'm going to have to go with the corned beef on rye. It doesn't get any better than that. That's all I got.
So you do the low version.
I did quiet Stephen A.
Stephen
A. is the it's the thoughtful Stephen A.
Okay.
Thoughtful Stephen A. is Jay Farrell does that over the top, like unbelievable.
The outrage,
yeah,
Stephen A.
Yeah.
Okay.
The screaming A. That
okay.
Me,
okay.
And I always gravitated toward that. I understand, Rich. I know what we're trying. And like I talked to him a while ago.
Yes.
And I said, it seems like you're doing more. You know, as I like, you get to run for president. I understand. That's an opportunity I might partake in. I see where things are going on every side. I just want to listen to people and understand where we need to go with some of these things. Mr. Caliendo, do me a favor. Listen, I get it. People need to be listened to, and I'm your guy.
And the last one, sandwich, because he's...
Ask not. Pontificate not what your country could do for you, but what you, in perpetuity, could do for your country.
So we've gotten a corned beef on rye from Stephen A., BLT from Chris Berman, the last sandwich on Mount Rushmore by future ESPN contracted employee Charles Barkley.
I'm going to go grilled cheese. It's simple. It's straight to the point. You're not going for clicks. We're just doing this for real. A lot of people go for clicks with a sandwich. We're not doing that. We're going for real. And I believe that it's simple. It's a little bit of butter, a little bit of cheese, some bread, and one of those shots, and that's not cheating.
Oh my God! I should have gone Mel Kiper.
Talk about tremendous sandwiches, incredible. Imagine could go with ham. Oh yeah, a lot of people are talking about the different types of deli meat. What I like to do is go to the deli, start choosing different meats on my own. I don't like a sandwich that's already prepared. I like to go something, find a low risk, high reward type of sandwich. At the end of the day, salami doing a tremendous job, spicing up the Italian hoagie just a little bit. And you'd be hard pressed to tell me otherwise.
Frank Caliendo, man. Jeez, you are the greatest. My sides are killing me. Oh, my God. All right, so you're going to – you're in Tampa right
Tampa
away.
Tampa, a club called Side Splitters next week, early in the week.
17th
and
18th.
We're going to hang out with Grid. We're going to open up some boxes, man.
He will be there.
Yeah. I don't know if he's coming to the show. He came to the show last time.
Okay.
It's very funny because people are just looking around. I'm doing Grid, and he's looking around. He's like, it's going pretty well, man. And then the next big show, the other big show I'm doing is the Paramount Theater in Aurora.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned that earlier.
October 25th.
Yeah, October 25th, the Paramount Theater in Aurora. FrankOnStage.com gets you all those tickets.
FrankOnStage.com.
Yeah, you don't
okay.
Even have to spell Caliendo, which is the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. Frank C. Alien do. But okay. And in Minneapolis, that show's already sold out, actually, at Acme Comedy Company. We're going to add another show pretty soon.
Awesome.
And something in Nevada coming up as well. Did I say that right?
Nevada? You did. Yeah. Nevada? I learned that the hard way early in my career when I said Nevada. Nevada.
You said you used to say Oregon.
Oregon. All us New Yorkers would say, hey, we're going out to Oregon.
You ever play Oregon Trail, man? That was early in the computer world, man. You would try and survive your way to Oregon.
So before you leave.
Oregon, isn't that a shape, man? Isn't that a.
I think it's Oregon. You could fold up. It's the Japanese art of folding paper.
There you go.
I was going to say something that would get me kicked off.
No, we don't want that.
No.
One last thing, if you don't mind, we have a drop. Do you have the old drop? Because you said this in a video with Gruden saying that the Raiders are going to go 16-0.
Oh, win.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so,
win.
So what we'd love for you to do is we can't play that drop anymore because they added a 17th game.
Oh, right.
Could you say 17-0 as Gruden?
Yeah.
16-0, man.
That's what we have. So
17-0, man.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait for this season, man.
I can't. Well, tremendous. We're off and running.
Did you hear this thing about Taylor Swift?
I barely heard anything about it. Give the plug in. Caliendo, don't cut him off from the plugs.
No, I know it's all good. Frank
Caliendo. No, they're my plug.
No, I would think, I would think, what would be the best to have explained the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift
I'll tell you what, a lot of people didn't believe this was real love. They thought this was a staged situation. But I'll tell you what, love finds a way, man. Just like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. He says, life finds a way. Life is love. Two L's, alliteration, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce going to get married. I tell you what, I can't wait to meet their kids.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Caliendo, you're the best, man. Thanks for coming on.
You're right. Thank you.
It's the truth.
October 25th, Paramount Theater in Aurora.
Check that one out. Just outside of Chicago, but if you're in Central Florida, anywhere near Tampa, 17th and 18th, to see this man on stage. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial back with more in a second.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, Disney Plus, ESPN app everywhere, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. How funny is that guy, man? Jeez. Oh, my God. Fast mind.
I could listen to Frank do his thing all day.
We've had him, Bert Kreischer, and Bill Burr in the last three, three of the last shows. And just, I love to laugh. Hopefully you do, too. Obviously, we all do. Speaking of a team not laughing very much, James in West Virginia has called into the program. What's up, James?
Oh, not much, man. I did have a question, but I also wanted to say thank you to you and your whole crew for putting your show out there, man.
Thank you.
Because about a year ago, I got injured at work. I tore my ACL, MCL, and PCL.
So sorry to hear that. So,
sorry, dude.
Yeah. I was out for about 7 months. And I got depressed and stuff because we lost our house and everything. My job because of the incident. And I listen to you guys every day. You made me laugh. You brought my spirits up. So I just want to say thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for saying that. James. We hope things are better now that you've called into the show since what had happened before. And you know, that's part of the reason what we do here every day. We understand that there's a lot of real world stuff going on that's freaking people out, and some real world stuff, obviously, in your world. So if we can be here for you, we are pleased to do that. What was your question that you had in your mind?
So do you think the Dolphins should be in panic mode? I mean, yeah, Sunday buddy. Was like a kick in the balls. You know what I mean? I mean, it should be a wake up call at least. They're not that bad. They have talent, but they don't have a secondary or an offensive line. They can't stop anybody.
Sunday, if you had to, I had my power rankings, right? 1 through 10. If you went all the way down to 32, I would consider putting the Dolphins at 32nd based on their performance. Now, that's just 1 week. Mike McDaniel, who's a friend of ours on this program, basically when he was asked if there was there anything positive, and the positive thing he said that we got embarrassed, that maybe that will shake a locker room or shake the insides of his team. Now, that's not the way you want to do that. But so, you know, thanks for the call, James, and hang in there. Please call back more often. Let's be there for you. If you want to hear a voice, person to person. This was McDaniel today when talking about Tua, who had multiple interceptions, as we know.
I think I saw, quarterback play that was less than to be desired, which Tua absolutely knows. But that was he's the captain of the franchise quarterback. And everybody kind of fell victim to something similar. I also know that he's very, very much like a lot, most quarterbacks, to be honest, where you're putting a lot of work into something and your first time doing it for a collective four quarters in months, you're not at your best. My biggest thing is I don't want to make the same mistakes twice. I don't want to have things happen for no reason or in vain. You make them purposeful by improving upon the things that you failed at and then making sure that your teammates do the same. So he's comfortable with that. In terms of we need to be better collectively. He and everybody else needs to be better for us to get done what we want to get done.
And I understand Dolphin fans, Mike's style of speaking, where he took 60 seconds to say, guy stunk. He can't do that anymore. Yeah, we got to be better.
Yeah.
But that's just the way he talks. That's his style of speaking. He's a very, cerebral guy and spiritual as well. And I know when you don't win, that comes across as unserious. And it comes across as just do it, man. I don't want to hear it anymore. Mm-hmm. But that's what happens when you lose 33-8, which is a problem. Because he does have the abilities to coach and lead and figure stuff out. So are they in panic mode? Ish?
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.